Tyson, The Rodeo Road, that he wrote with the cowboy poet Paul Zarzisky. And at this time, it just seemed like I was being led in ways that I can't even begin to fathom, because when Carol, my wife Carol, and I went out to the Cowboy Hall of Fame to get the Wrangler Award for Don Edwards' album, the winner of the poetry category that year for a Wrangler was none other than Paul Zarzisky for his collection of poems called All This Way for the Short Ride. Paul had been a rodeo rider for about 15 years, and until his body started to tell him that poetry was a lot easier on his body than riding those broncs. At any rate, I met Paul, I heard him recite his poetry, and I turned to Carol. I said, I have to do something with him. He is undeniable. You can't get away from his energy. So we did. Struck up a great friendship with Paul. And I'd never done a poetry album before. And so I thought, well, let's get him in with he's such an energetic guy. He delivers his poems like he's riding a bronco. And so I decided to try out various musicians I knew and or I'd gotten to know. And one of them was Duane Eddy, the great and one and only Duane Eddy, who I'd gotten to know a little bit. And I there was a poem of Paul's that I just thought might appeal to him. And I sent it to him, and he got right back to me. He said, yes, I will do this, called The Monte Carlo Express. Paul Zarzisky rhymes with bar whiskey.
Monte Carlo Express, box 258, 15.3 miles home. I've checked fence, doing 80 in a low-rider Chevrolet, springing the borrow pit like a pack mule that hates crossing running water. The torture is too much when a week's worth of mail, stacked beside me like a high school majorette, beckoning with her baton decades back when this car was showroom new, presses against me. I could never wait and still can't wait to open what's personal. Steering with my knees, jackknife gleaming in my lap, the wheel tilted down full, the Monty a roulette ball blur hugging hot asphalt, I shuffle through the stack and gamble once again on 8 miles of two-lane straightaway. I frisbee bills and all business glassine windowed envelopes in which we poets never receive checks over the suicide seat headrest, toss junk mail to the floor mat collage on the shotgun side, stick love letters between my teeth, and maybe I'm better off not having tasted perfume for years. Esquire, slicker than a hot plastic sack of slimy grunion, slithers and slides over, under, and between the seats, leaving its Stetson cologne scent like a Madam's Tomcat mascot marking his turf on 2-for-1 night in a cowboy brothel. Oh, Monty drifts left across the double yellows on a hill, then right into the shoulder brome. Seed heads whipping the wheel wells clean, dust swirling in the side mirror, the day-glow rubber fish in place of plastic Jesus, dashing for the stuntmen grasshoppers, suction to the windshield, their front paws clasped in prayers that must have saved us from the bridge abutment already signed with 4 white crosses for those who did not quite make this curve because of booze, because of snooze, because of tire or tie rod, act of God failure, of car or heart, or the piss poor penmanship of a good friend loving me almost a cursive death with this letter.
Oh, good to the last twang. Duane Eddy with Paul Zarzyski's Monte Carlo Express. And my hopes were just realized immediately when we cut that musicians would respond to Paul, and we did a wonderful album together. And the name of the album was called Words Growing Wild. And that's a title of Paul's poem about growing up, listening to the words his mother of the flowers his mother loved, and the flies, the fishing flies, the different names of the flies on his father's hat. And I asked Pat Alger to come up with something on his guitar to accompany this, and it was almost straight out of Andy Griffith. So here it is, Words Growing Wild, Paul Zarzyski.
Words growing wild in the woods. A boy thrilled with his first horse. I climbed aboard my father, hunkering in hip boots below the graveled road berm. Kaminsky Creek, funneling to a rusty culvert. Hooking an arm behind one of my knees, he lifted with a grunt and laugh, his creel harness creaking, split shot clattering in our bait boxes. I dreamed a Robin Hood paladin Sinbad life from those shoulders. His jugular pulse rumbled into the riffle of my pulse, my thin wrists against his Adam's apple, a whiskered knuckle, prickly as cucumbers in our garden, where I picked night crawlers, wet and moonlit, glistening between vines across the black soil. Eye level with an array of flies, every crayon color fastened to the silk band of his tattered fedora, the hat my mother vowed 1,000 times to burn, I learned to love the sound of words in the woods. Jock Scott, Silver Doctor, Mickey Finn, Quill Gordon, Gray Ghost booming in his voice through the spruce. At 5, my life rhymed with first flights, bursting into birdsong. I love the piquant smell of fiddleheads and trilliums, hickory and maple leaf humus, the petite bouquets of arbutus we picked for Mom. I love the power of my father's stride, thigh deep against the surge of dark swirl. Perched offshore on a boulder, safe from wanderlust but not from currents coiling below, I prayed to the apostles for a 10-pounder to test the steel of my telescopic pole, while Dad, working the water upstream and down, stayed always in earshot, alert and calling to me after each beaver splash between us. I still go home to relearn my first love for words echoing through those woods. I caught one, Dad! I caught one, Dad! Dad! Skipping like thin flat stones down the creek, and him galloping through popples, split shot ticking, to find me leaping for a fingerling. My first brookie twirling from a willow. Like a jewel.
Ah, oh, beautiful Pat Alger. Putting the coda on Paul Zarzyski's great poem, Words Growing Wild, which was what we titled this album. I put this out on my own label, JRP Records, because I believe so much in Paul, and it's one of the great favorites of mine recording career, I suppose. It was so unusual, and Paul and I have remained such good friends over the years. He's nothing but fun to be with, but also a deep thinker and a wonderful, wonderful person. So, as I say, I was being led by one thing or another, and to come back to Nancy Griffith, She introduced me to this couple who had been very, very good to her when she was starting out in Austin, Texas, about 20 years earlier. And their name is Bill and Bonnie Hearn. And Bill has partial sight. Bonnie has no sight at all. But they have been a duo now for 35 years together. And I went to see them in Nashville. They came up with a group from the Kerrville Folk Festival to play at the Bluebird Cafe. And I went with Nancy and I met them. And immediately we wanted to do something. So we did a beautiful album. Another one of my favorites, I must say. I have an awful lot of favorite albums that I've worked on. I've been very lucky to do this work. And this is Nancy's song, Going Back to Georgia, with her singing with Bill and Bonnie Hearn.
Oh, the city snow makes your brown eyes shine. We gotta look real hard to find a reason to cry. New York, New York is a friend of the traveling kind. Oh, I'm coming around from years of hard times. He's chased me down through the towns and the miles once. Stilled by love, he was bound to roll on by.
And if you feel my won't leave you, and if your sorrow has been your share,
if you are traveling back to Georgia,
won't you take me with you there? Well, I'm long gone, darling. Lonesome blue, I've been thinking of leaving. I've been thinking of you, but that big city singing, man, I like the way that it shines. And as I have a mile from Canada, waiting on a train, wondering and wishing I could disappear again. I've been killed by love, still it takes me to the end of the line. And if you feel my love won't leave you, your sorrow has been your share.
If you are traveling back to Georgia,
won't you take me with you there?
Troubled by love untrue, he's a fool who would drown in a fountain of youth. I can see that now as I'm walking and talking with you.
I've been blinded by the sun, washed in the rain, scattering America, I'm scattering again. But if you're heading south, darling, I guess I'm traveling with you. If you feel my love won't leave you, your sorrow has been your share.
If you are traveling back to Georgia,
won't you take me with you there? Yeah. And if you feel my love won't leave you,
and if your sorrow
been your share,
if you are traveling back to Georgia,
won't you take me with you there?
Take me with you now.
Take me home.
Bill and Bonnie Hearn there with Nancy Griffith on Nancy's song, Going Back to Georgia. And we're going to close this out now with, as I say, Bill and Bonnie were very helpful to a lot of young artists down in Austin when they were starting out. And Nancy was one of them. And another one was Lyle Lovett. And Lyle had no hesitation in joining us on this celebration of their music. The name of the album was called Diamonds in the Rough. And that's a good description of Bill and Bonnie Hearn. Two finer people you'd never want to meet. So we're going to go out here with Lyle Lovett and Bill and Bonnie Hearn on Lyle's song, Walk Through the Bottomland.
Blue Jersey lady, I knew long ago she was. Lady, I'd say. And she met a cowboy who rode on the rodeo. He stole her heart straight away.
The New Jersey lady, she loved him so true. Another love she never had. But cowboys are lonesome. Cowboys are blue, and they make the ladies so sad.
Sing me a melody, sing me a blues. Walk through the bottomland without no shoes. The visor, she's running scared. She heard the news. Walk through the bottomland without no shoes.
Jersey lady knew he loved her too, and you know she tried to hold on. But the rodeo life was the life that he knew. He had to keep drifting along.
And she never married, and she never would. You know all of the people they'd say. At the New Jersey lady, ah, she just ain't no good to follow a cowboy that way. Sing me a melody, sing me a blues.
I hate to do it, but it's time to go, friends. This is Jim Rooney. That's Bill and Bonnie Hearn behind me with Lyle Lovett on their album Diamonds in the Rough on Warner Western Records. So this is Jim Rooney saying, I'm in it for the long run, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Now the lady, she'd sing him to sleep in the night. Then in the morning, he'd go. She loved the darkness and hated the light. Along with that,